Doris by Sarah Jacoby. Clip, clop, clip, clop. Doris grew up under the warm spotlight. Clip, clop, clip, clop. Doris marched each night. As she moved her hooves neatly, she never skipped a beat. And when she took her final bow, all she could hear was cheers. It felt perfect. But lately, she noticed a twinkling out there. She couldn't help wondering. Wandering, springing, spinning out of step. Doris had never been here before. Her spots trembled in the dark. She heard home echo in the distance. But the twinkle still twinkled. So she steadied her spots and began, at first, to tiptoe. Then she clipped, clopped, clippity-skip, clop-trot, until she found herself totally, utterly, and undeniably dizzy with moonness. Whoa. Her mane was wild. Her limbs were akimbo. Somehow this felt perfect, too. So as always, Doris took her final bow. But all she could hear was herself. How strange, she thought, as she sat alone in the quiet. The shadows grew along with Doris's doubts. Did I wander too far? Am I the only one out here? Hello? She whispered. Whoa! Whoa! Pardon me, said the small pony as she breezily flipped and twirled. I love your dancing, if you don't mind me saying so. Doris was awestruck. I've never seen anyone move like you, she whispered back. Well, I'm glad you're here, the pony chattered. I need a partner for this. I'd be honored, Doris's heart twirled. When the pony flipped, Doris clipped. The pony leapt and Doris clopped. Together they were new, dizzy, different, perfect. Finally, Doris turned to ask an important question. What else do you think is out there? Let's go see. Whoa! The